Hello everybody, how are you? We are thankful to the anchor.fm to make this podcast possible. You are listening Study Max channel on anchor.fm. This channel is devoted to biology, so it is very important for biology students. Please subscribe this channel and press the bell icon.
Mineral nutrition. Nutrition is defined as a sum total of process by which a living organism receive and utilize raw materials for building its structure and maintain body function. The chemical substance that work as a raw material of the body building and maintaining its function is referred as a nutrient. Nutrient can be simple or complex organic molecule or inorganic molecule as mineral ions. Mineral nutrition refers to a study of source, mode of absorption, distribution and metabolism of various inorganic substances or minerals by plant for the growth, development, physiology and reproduction. The first study of inorganic mineral nutrition was carried out by Van Helmont in 1648. Now, what is essential mineral element? Chemical analysis of plant reveals that it comprises about 60 different elements. All of these elements are not required for the growth of plant. An essential element is described as one which plays a specific structural or physiological role, in the absence of which plant cannot complete their life cycle. There are 17 elements are found to be essential for plant, that is carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, phosphorus, potash, sulfur, magnesium, calcium, then iron, Fe, boron, manganese, zinc, copper, molybdenum, chlorine, and nickel. The rest are non-essential elements. Now, non-essential elements are required by some plant, but not all. Their absence does not produce any major deficiency syndrome in plant, that is cobalt, silicon, sodium, etc. The mineral element are divided into two parts, that is one is mineral element, element derived from soil. Second, non-mineral element, derived from the air or water, that is carbon, hydrogen, oxygen and nitrogen. The non-mineral element form building blocks of the micromolecules that form bulk of the plant body. Though nitrogen is abundantly present in the atmosphere, but plant obtain it from soil as nitrate or amino nitrate or ammonium ion. We can also classify these mineral element in a macro element and micro element. Macro elements essential present in a plant in easily detectable and quantities are more than 1 microgram to 10 microgram in a dry matter. Macromolecules or macroelements, they are usually involved in the synthesis of organic molecules and development of osmosis potential. Macromolecules are 9 macromolecules we found out. That is, first is carbon, second hydrogen, third oxygen, fourth nitrogen, fifth potassium, sixth phosphorus, seventh sulfur, 8 magnesium and 9 calcium. They do not cause toxic effect when they present in excess. Now, micronutrient. Essential element required by the plant in very small amount, less than 1 milligram. It is known as dry matter. In a dry matter, it is known as microelement. Means its requirement is very, very less and it present in less than 1 microgram per gram. Okay? Dry matter. Now, what is dry matter? We first dry this organic or leaf or anything and then we go for the study. It's known as dry matter study. There, micromolecules are mostly involved in the function of enzyme as cofactor or mineral activator. These microelements are 8. First is our Fe, iron. Second is zinc. Third is manganese. Fourth is boron. Fifth is cobalt. Sixth is molybdenum. Seventh is calcium. Eighth is nickel. Okay. They come to know only when the extra pure salts used in a culture experiment. Micronutrient, when they present in excess, they produce some poisonous or toxic effect in a plant cell. Okay, so we have to use the micro element with a very, very particular and a very, very calculative way. Okay, thank you.
To listen such podcast, please follow us on Anchor, and if you like, then share your friend and press the bell icon. Thank you.